Move on to item 13, which is to consider and take possible actions to A, approve the side letter agreement between Sisera and AFSCME, Local 2700, regarding Section 5 salaries and Section 7 overtime compensatory time, and authorize the CEO to execute said side letter agreement, and B, to adopt the Sisera pay schedules. Let me ask Karen, should these be taken separately or together? Does it matter?
They can be taken together.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. It would make sense, but I didn't want, if we needed to do it procedurally, fine. All right, so we have items 13A and B. They can be taken together. Gail, did you want to preview this item, or do you think it's self-explanatory?
Yeah, so Erica Grant, Sisera's Human Resources Manager, I'm going to hand it over to her.
Great, Erica, I apologize. I probably should have known that.
Good morning. No worries. So they're pretty self-explanatory, but just quickly, on January 25th of this year, Sisera and our employee union, AFSCME 2700, reached a tentative agreement regarding an additional salary increase for their members of 3%, which would be effective on February 1st. As a concession for the salary increase, AFSCME agreed to change the calculation of overtime from 30-minute increments to 1-minute increments. So a side letter, if approved, will be attached to the current MOU, updating the general wages and the overtime sections to reflect the agreed changes. So before you today is to consider the two items that you mentioned, approving the side letter and adopting the pay schedule. And if you have any questions or comments, I'd be glad to answer.
Erica, the overtime going from a half hour to per minute, is that as the time card is punched, or how is that accounted for?
Yes, correct. So they clock in and out using ADP, which is our HRIS system. There's a 5-minute buffer based on their schedule. So if they work just 2 minutes over, it will just go to their scheduled time. But if they work a 6th minute, then they will be paid overtime based to the minute moving forward.
Okay. And so in the past, the 30-minute rule was just more out of convenience. I mean, how do you really know, kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it was before time clock, like exact time clocks, I feel like. I believe it was a rollover from Contra Costa County.
Any other questions for Eric? I'm not seeing any. So is there a motion to approve items A and B? Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry, you had your hand up.
I'm happy to make the motion to approve staff recommendations A and B.
Second.
Okay. All right, it's been moved and seconded to adopt items A and B, items 13A and B. Any further discussion on this item? Seeing none, let's proceed to vote. On the motion, Chabadarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Watts.
Aye.
Right, that motion carries 8-0. Thank you all. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.